What did a pimp mean?
Well, a pimp was somebody that you would always get you something when you couldn't, or mm-hmm. something like that. That's what this called.
Did it have to do with prostitutes? Or?
Yeah.
And say if something that a child plays with, you'd call a
toy.
Any other name for toy?
Well, if there's more than one toy, I guess it'd be.
What about play pretty? Do you ever hear a toy called?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Play pretty.
What's the difference?
Not a toy, it's all the same.
And if a child learns something new, like maybe learned to whistle, and you want to know where he learned it, you'd ask him who?
You take that from where you inherited it from.
Or who, what, you had to do that, who?
Who learned you?
Okay. And you say, I have just what him a letter.
Wrote him a letter.
And yesterday he what me a letter.
Answered it.
Uh-huh. And tomorrow I'll
write him another one. Answered.
And you say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting a
hearing or a letter back.
Okay. And you say, after I got his letter, then I what him.
Wrote him one or answered it.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
sign his name, put the address on it.
Okay, so you say you what the letter.
Backed it.
Any other way of saying that?
Well, yeah, addressed it.
And if you ask someone a question, you expect to get a
answer.
And what different kinds of games did people used to play when you were growing up?
Well, we played hopscotch and hide and seek, and I don't know what all.
In hide and seek, what do you call the tree that you run to and touch to be safe?
Base.
Huh?
Base.
What about in football? You run toward the
base.
And you'd say you can't get through there because the highway department had their machines out, and now the road's all
closed.
Or what have they done to it, the roads?
Tore it up.
Okay, so you'd say now the road's all
tore up.
And you give someone a bracelet, you want to see how it looks on them. You'd say, why don't you
put it on, let me see it.
And if I ask you what's new, you might just shake your head and say, oh.
What's that question?
If I ask you what's new, you might just shake your head and say, oh.
I don't know.
And say if all of a sudden I ask you what you said, if we weren't saying anything, and all of a sudden I turned to you and said, what did you say? You might say, well, I didn't say.
I didn't say anything.
And I say, oh, I thought you said
something.
And say if I ask you how long you've lived in this parish, you might say, well, I've what lived here?
All my life, or so many years.
And he moved here in 1960, and he's lived here ever?
Ever since.
And that wasn't an accident. He did that
a purpose.
And you'd say she what him with a big knife.
Stabbed him.
And if a teacher goes in a classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard, she might ask who?
Drawed it.
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery, up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to
hoist it up.
And you say sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all
the time.
Or if it comes suddenly,
all at a sudden.